So we're here with Mr. Doctor. Well, I say Mr. Doctor Mike Pearce, isn't it? So, and MBE, no less, as well. MBE.
Yeah, loads of titles. I don't know. I have to live up to them somehow.
Your envelopes must be an absolute pleasure to read.
Oh, tell me about it. Yeah.
Commonly known as Mickey to those.
Mick do fine.
Mick. Sorry. I won't tell you some of my nicknames because they're just so wrong. Fantastic, obviously, but on a more serious note, obviously, you co-run the Southmead Project, which is all deals with lots of people that have unfortunately had to deal with child abuse, whether it be ongoing or way, way back in the history of their earlier lives. And obviously, speaking as well, we've just been talking off air, not only you obviously are helping these people, purely and simply because you've learnt from personal experiences as well.
Absolutely, yeah, and you don't have to do that apprenticeship, I don't think. It's a pretty painful apprenticeship, experiencing abuse and trauma, and then subsequent drug addiction and so on. Like I say, you don't have to do the apprenticeship, but it has given me a kind of view from both sides of the tracks. And going through that experience and then learning, getting into university and all the rest of it was enormously helpful, certainly in my work. So I got a sense, I guess, of understanding what it's like.
Absolutely. You've got on the website, you actually show we're going to take you past 9 o'clock and take you into the last hour as well, if that's okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
Because unfortunately we've got the news and all the other stuff, but you have to do that because it's that time of the day. But we've also got this circle of harm. I mean, we'll talk a bit more about it perhaps just after nine, but it's really the way that you sort of take it step by step, and you called it a circle because obviously you've come that first circle and hopefully you come out the other side.
Yeah, sure.
We'll talk a little bit more about that, but it's really the way that you hopefully take someone through the Southmead Project and get them out the other side, hopefully a laughing, smiling, wonderful person.
Hopefully, and many do, I must say that. The charity is enormously successful, but it's the spirit, the dedication and the determination of the very people who walk through the doors asking for help. That's what makes it tick, really. Mm. And it is a cycle of harm, which if we're born and brought up into an unsafe environment, and we learn coping strategies which aren't that useful in adult life, we can actually perpetuate that very existence and experience all the way through our lives. If we can break that cycle, then that's great, because then it doesn't get passed on to children of our own, and that's the kind of basic idea which Southmead Project are trying to work with, that model.
Fantastic. Mike, great that you're going to be staying on past the hour of 9 o'clock. Uh-huh. We'll have more of the with Dr. Mike Pearce or Mick. So he'll be coming back just after 9 o'clock, talking more about the Southmead Project.